Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Big returns and a faction comeback on Monday Night Raw last night. Plus, Alexa Bliss could be gone for a while, and a former WWE star has been lighting up Vince's phone to come back. For Tuesday, September the 28th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Y'all know that sound, better raise your fist. The search begins. I'm back, so enjoy the trip, huh?
Benjamin and Cedric Alexander?
There's a long story passed between Lashley, Shelton, and Cedric.
Gage Goldberg is my son, and you, Bobby Lashley, are about to be my victim.
Easy work!
Without breaking a sweat.
Keith!
That is a pure and bold statement of dominance from Keith Lee.
Another busy night on Monday Night Raw. Another very good night on Monday Night Raw as well. 3 weeks in a row, we've had some entertaining episodes of Monday Night Wrestling. That's all we want. That's all we've ever wanted. And lots to talk about from Raw last night. But we'll keep it to some of the big returns and a reuniting faction that we saw last night. So, during the Big E and Bobby Lashley WWE title match that opened Raw last night, we saw Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander make an appearance wearing their Hurt Business merch, leading to a brawl between them and the New Day, which led to a no contest. The WWE title match would happen again later in the evening, but we would see Lashley reuniting with Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander, fist bumps all round, signifying that the Hurt Business is back in business. They were disbanded just before WrestleMania with Bobby Lashley and MVP just sticking to themselves. Now, MVP is away for the next 6 weeks. Seems pertinent to have Bobby Lashley surround himself with some other people. And it looks as if the Hurt Business, as I say, back in business. Also back in business is Keith Lee. We've been seeing Keith do stuff on the dark match circuit. Well, we haven't seen Keith doing stuff, hence why they're dark matches. But WWE has been looking for this new aggressive Keith Lee to which they can market on Monday Night Raw. And I think we have found it. As Keith returned as Keith Bearcat Lee, he answered a open challenge from Akira Tozawa and quickly picked up a dominant win using the Big Bang Catastrophe. Lee was introduced for the first time on television as Bearcat. This comes with new gear and very much a new aggressive demeanor. Bearcat being acknowledgement of Bearcat Wright, a legendary performer who really paved the way for black professional wrestlers. So Keith Lee honoring Bearcat with the nickname. I can see this being shortened to Bearcat. Give it a couple of weeks. I can see that being a thing. The other return from last night was via satellite, and it was Bill Goldberg, who we haven't seen since he got beaten by Bobby Lashley via stoppage on pay-per-view. We also saw at that very same SummerSlam, Bobby Lashley putting Gage Goldberg in the Hurt Lock. And Goldberg spoke on this, promising to hurt Lashley. And if he was lucky, Goldberg said he would kill him as well. Goldberg's promo on Raw, according to PW Insider, was designed to be the first step in building to Bobby Lashley versus Goldberg as part of Crown Jewel in Saudi Arabia. That show goes down on the 21st of October. We know we're getting Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar as well. And we are waiting for the official announcement of Bobby Lashley versus Goldberg as well. So some big returns and a faction reborn on Monday Night Raw. You'll get the full results at cultaholic.com.
I don't want to talk about Lily. Let's talk about Alexa. The Alexa that I faced tonight was the old Alexa. She was the Alexa that I saw when she held the Raw Women's Championship. She's what, three-time, four-time Raw Women's Champion? No, tonight, she fought me. She faced me. She came at me. Yes, I'm the queen. I still won. But that's the Lexi we all want to see. I don't want to hear about Lily. Ripping up Lily was a wake-up call. A wake-up call to remind her that she's still a champion.
Welcome to my playground.
Last time we saw Alexa Bliss, it was at Extreme Rules on Sunday, mourning the loss of Lily. And we may not see Alexa Bliss on our TV screens for some time now. As it turns out, according to Wrestling Inc., that angle with Charlotte Flair destroying Lily was designed to take Alexa Bliss off our TVs for a while. Wrestling Inc. report, it is not known how long Bliss will be off television, but I was told it would be a few months. There is also speculation that when Alexa Bliss returns, it won't be as the spooky Alexa Bliss we've all come to know and love. The character that is kind of the final remnants of the fiend Bray Wyatt. Will we see Alexa Bliss return more to a traditional persona when she gets back? I kind of hope not. Like, I feel like the Alexa Bliss that we see very much differentiates her from the rest of the roster. Not against it. Tweaking it, definitely. Not against seeing it return. Be that as it may, we may not be seeing Alexa Bliss in any way, shape, or form for the next few months.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm here to rumble.
September and eyes are on the Royal Rumble in January already, and it's going to be possibly the biggest Royal Rumble in history. It was announced yesterday that the Dome at America's Center in St. Louis will host next year's Royal Rumble on Saturday, the 29th of January, 2022. In the press release, WWE note that this will be the largest venue to ever host the Royal Rumble. And this is the part of a big year for WWE in stadium events. Sean Ross Sapp from Fightful revealed that WWE are planning up to 8 stadium events worldwide next year. They want stadium events for the Royal Rumble, obviously for WrestleMania, and for SummerSlam, potentially Survivor Series. And there is also conversations of not only two more Saudi Arabia shows next year, but also a stadium event in the United Kingdom as well. It's going to be a big year for stadium events for WWE. Sticking with a bit more arena and venue news, this time from AEW, they've officially announced that Full Gear is going to be taking place at the Target Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota on November the 12th. Now, this show was originally meant for St. Louis, Missouri on November the 6th. St. Louis, Missouri, apologies. Got to get that right. However, due to competition from UFC and boxing, they have decided to move the event, and now it'll come out of Minnesota on November the 6th.
Hey, Bobo! Hey, Vince! McMahon!
Me and my girl Naomi thought you were the coolest cat around, but we did hear that you know how to get funky!
Somebody call my mama!
Of Monday Night Raw history. Vince McMahon getting funky with the Funkadactyls, Cameron and Naomi. Now, Naomi has been a part of WWE television for some time, but Cameron not so much. She stepped away from wrestling altogether, started making a bit of a return with GCW and a few independent shows, and she's keen to do even more. Ariane Andrew, who played Cameron in the Funkadactyls, spoke to Nick Houseman for Wrestling Inc. And she said, I'm very torn if I want to say this. I actually reached out recently to Vince McMahon and said I would love to come back. I'm going to go to the person who is at the top. I miss being in that world of wrestling. He actually responded, which is crazy. I know he's a busy person. He said, I'll pass this along to John Laurinaitis. So Vince McMahon took the time to respond to Cameron, and who knows, some sort of Funkadactyls reunion? Looks that could be on the cards. Cameron's doing really good as well. I don't know how much you've seen of Cameron's in-ring stuff since she started getting back into the wrestling world, and it'll be interesting to see where this goes. In case you missed it yesterday, check out youtube.com/cultaholic for what happened at Extreme Rules, Extreme Rules Graded, and the WTF moments from Extreme Rules as well. Check out the podcast feed later today for a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review. Myself and Jackins are on the road to In Your House 3, and we break down the go-home show that features Razor Ramon versus the 1-2-3 Kid and a battle of the behemoths with Yokozuna and Mabel squaring off in the ring. Don't expect a technical masterpiece. It's no Danielson Omega, but it happened. And we talk about it on the podcast feed later today, wherever you get your podcasts from. If you'd like to start in an episode of the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review, or if you'd like your own episode of Straight to Hell with Ross Tweddle or Desert Island Graps with myself, find out how at patreon.com/cultaholic. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.